live, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line as we are launching here into the second hour of this program. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Johnny Ray,
and Mark.
855-450-FREE. Bring up what you want. To the phones we go. We'll talk to you about what's going on as far as some security measures at the Democratic National Convention that are upsetting free speech advocates. We'll explain, but first, Jeremy's on the line in Idaho. You're on Free Talk Live, watching via cam.freetalklive.com. Hey, Jeremy. You are on the air. Jeremy, going once. Jeremy in Idaho, going twice.
I'm here. Sorry.
There you are. Go ahead, sir.
I had my phone on mute, so the radio didn't feed back. I wanted to call in and... First, I want to talk about what you guys were talking about, just chime in about yesterday's Creative Commons licensing. And sure. I just wanted to say that there's a lot more support that I've seen as far as local artists as well as national artists and been formerly big names on major labels. In 2008, Trent Reznor of Nine Inch Nails released a four CD set of music under a Creative Commons license. The first CD of the four sets was free, and he made $1.5 million in one night based on selling the physical packages while simultaneously offering the first CD of the four for free, and I think it's a great idea. I don't know if you guys were aware of that, but it's worth looking up.
I've heard all kinds of these stories. Motorhead is another one of the stories that, yep. I guess they did something similarly. And
I think it was Radiohead.
Radiohead? Okay, I'm sorry.
It definitely was Radiohead. I don't know if Motorhead did.
That same year, actually. I'm sorry. You say that again, Jeremy?
That same year they released, Radiohead released In Rainbows for free. It was a pay what you want, but you could opt to pay nothing. And then they also released a physical package as well.
And, you know, a lot of people, you know, they buck at, you know, they just pull back at the idea that, well, you know, we don't have intellectual property. Artists will starve. No one will make good music anymore, and it's just not true.
I think our ideas about property, all kinds of property, real property and intellectual property, have got a lot of evolving to do. And the laws that we have around it are just preventing that evolution from happening.
Yeah, they just need to go away entirely. And, of course, that's not going to happen anytime soon because Washington, D.C. is not about to change the way it does business. They're still getting all kinds of lobbyist money and attention from folks like the RIAA and the MPAA. And those organizations, while they are dinosaurs and they're dying off, they're going slowly. You know, they're not going to go down quickly.
There's going to be a lot of thrashing in the tar pits before it's over.
So many people are so scared of change. This world could be so much more exciting a place if we didn't have these doggone laws dragging us down.
Absolutely, but you're right. It is a human nature to be afraid, at least it seems that way, to be afraid of change. It certainly is that way in the Western culture.
Yeah, you know, and I'm not against the malum prohibitum laws. Malum pro se laws where, you know, there's a victim, but in these cases...
Malum prohibitum where there is no victim.
Yeah, and in this case where they're, you know, for some reason or another, I'm required to pay to protect somebody else's property. That doesn't make any sense either.
Jeremy?
Yes. So,
other thoughts?
I agree. You guys are right on the money, pretty much in the same ballpark as I am.
Yes. Okay, so we've established we all agree. So what else is on your mind tonight?
The other thing I want to talk about, and I know that Mark is pro-life, anti-abortion. I'm not sure about you, Ian.
I am pro-choice. I think that you own yourself, and that includes whatever's inside of you.
My neighbor Megan, I love her to death, and she loves the idea of liberty. But the thing she can't get over is Roe v. Wade and states' rights. She doesn't quite understand how states' rights would fit into her life, and she has kind of misconceptions that states' rights typically are used to oppress people, such as minorities and women, which I'm not entirely sure. I don't have any numbers or anything to back that up. But I was wondering if maybe you could give me your perspective on the importance of states' rights within the Liberty Movement and how the movement as a whole, from your experience, views the positions of Roe v. Wade.
First off, I do not believe that that abortion is a liberty issue. It comes down to when do you think life begins? And Ian will tell you that he is not entirely sure when life begins, but it isn't at conception when one cell splits into two. Whereas, you know, I say I wouldn't be able to tell you when life begins. So as far as I'm concerned, a human life is a human life. They're all, you know, some level or another of, you know, if you claim that it's less than human, we're all somehow less than other people that are around us. You know, so I'm not as smart as the next guy, or, you know, Ian clearly isn't as good looking as I am. And, you know, all these different, you know, different aspects of us that aren't as good as the next guy. So, you know, if somebody's just going to make an arbitrary decision as to when life begins, it seems to me it begins in the beginning. But that's just, it's not a liberty issue. It's a decision as to when life begins. Because, Ian, you would agree that, you know, that this right to your body doesn't extend to killing people, right?
That's right.
Okay. So, this, you know, there you go. I mean, that is what you tell Megan from the beginning. Now, if you want to talk about states' rights, this is a way that some liberty-oriented individuals want to see more competition in the area of governance. States' rights, you know, would allow for, if you want to use such a term, states don't have rights. If you want to use such a term, it would allow for more competition.
Particular arena, some states might be able to legally get an abortion in that state. Some states, no.
Nope.
Some states, you can't buy alcohol on Sundays. Some states, yes. You know,
right,
so
yeah.
Having these things would be a good thing. And what was the old idea, Jefferson or whatever, to have kind of like different test tubes?
Yeah, different crucibles
of democracy. I think.
Yeah, laboratories of democracy. So, I mean, I don't support the idea of states' rights either, from the perspective that, like Mark touched on, states can't have rights. States don't exist. They're not real human beings. They're just ideas. They're collections of people coming together ostensibly for a common purpose. Of course, we know that's not even true at all, because people don't consent generally to be ruled by them. But the idea that a state could have a right in the same way that an individual can, I think, is a misnomer.
I'll just take freedom in any way I can get it, and if that freedom comes through some smaller form of government, you know, standing up to some larger form of government, I certainly take that.
But I don't know if you've addressed her objection, which is a valid objection, the idea that, well, you know, if it weren't for the federal government, then, you know, we might still have segregation in Alabama, for instance. It was the federal government that sent the troops in there to desegregate.
Well, let's take a look at tax rates. Tax rates are obviously a form of oppression. They're generally a much more egalitarian form of oppression, or they oppress rich people, which everybody's fine with oppressing. You know, many of these states, besides, you know, many of these states out there have, you know, different tax rates. Obviously, they all have different tax rates, so some have larger oppression and, you know, on other people than, you know, than others. So I'm not sure that
even certain cities within states have, or counties such as King County in Washington State, where Seattle is, has a 10% sales tax.
Wow!
And that's not across the whole state. That's just in King County.
Right.
So conversely, these other places have more freedom because there are fewer taxes to pay. So if her concern is that some states would have less freedom in the area of abortion, and by the way, if you're hanging your vote on one particular issue, you're really missing the picture. But anyway, it's common. I mean, there's people out there, lots of men out there will vote, I vote the Second Amendment. Lots of women vote Roe v. Wade. It's, you know, at some point or another, they'll come to the conclusion in their life that this isn't the only thing to vote. But, you know, there's lots of places where there's more freedom as a result of states' rights or that sort of thing.
Jeremy, thanks for the call. I still don't think Mark addressed your question, so I'll address it when we come back here in a moment. 855-450-FREE, at least the objection about, you know, well, what about, for instance, the idea of how desegregation ostensibly happened with the, you know, the troops being called into Alabama to force desegregation on that system. That's something that a lot of people cite as a reason to have a federal government. And it sounds good on its face. It's Free Talk Live.
Attention all women with a muffin top. Research from the Mayo Clinic proves that people who carry fat in their midsection have a higher risk of health problems, such as heart disease, stroke, high blood pressure, and even cancer. If this is you, we have good news, because women who need to lose 30 pounds or more instantly qualify for a free trial of Sensa, a clinically proven way for women to lose weight all over. To experience the most dramatic weight loss results, you must be a female over the age of 25 and need to lose over 30 pounds. Call 1-800-953-4836 now and request your free 30-day trial. In a six-month clinical study, one of the largest weight loss studies ever conducted, participants lost an average of 30 pounds using Sensa. And if you're a woman, now you can too. Call and instantly qualify for your free trial of Sensa. 1-800-953-4836. Strict limit of one free trial per household. 1-800-953-4836. That's 1-800-953-4836.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or, at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
So what happened? You used to be a guy with a busy romantic life. Now things are different, but they don't have to be. Finally, there's a male enhancement formula that's clinically tested for increasing your drive and performance. All natural, TestoCharge can help upgrade your romantic life by rapidly boosting your libido. And TestoCharge will boost your performance, guaranteeing full satisfaction. In a clinical study with this formula, 85% of men reported an improvement in drive and desire. TestoCharge works. No more letdowns, just more of the passion you remember. See for yourself with your own risk-free trial. But hurry, today's risk-free offer is for a limited time only. Just call 1-800-785-6183. That's 1-800-785-6183. Don't let your sex life fade away. Get TestoCharge. Just call 1-800-785-6183. That's 1-800-785-6183.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Connexin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can bring us anything you want here. Toll free number 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-855-450-3733. Still to come, we've got to talk about the security situation at the Democratic National Convention, where free speech advocates are pretty upset. We'll explain what's going on there. And you can also get your silver and gold over at silver.freetalklive.com. great place to go to get hand-picked gold and silver pieces. So, yeah, you can get gold there, too. You can go to either one, silver or gold, freetalklive.com, and get U.S. Eagles, British Sovereigns, 20 francs, Lakota Nation silver rounds, and others. And sometimes the stock changes over time. I personally like the generic rounds. I really don't care whose face is on it. I just care if it's, you know, 0.999 fine. And these are, and they're very nice. And you can go to silver.freetalklive.com or call Midas Resources at 877-857-9938. That's 877-857-9938. And stock up when you can, or, you know, put a little bit of savings into it. I wouldn't recommend putting all your eggs in one basket, but personally, you know, I'm not an investment advisor, but I do like silver. And, you know, some people like gold, but I can't really afford it.
Well, you know, there's a lot of people that will say that gold's better than silver in some ways, and silver's better than gold in some ways, but generally they tend to track together.
I like a little silver, I like a little Bitcoin, and that makes me feel good.
Yeah. Silver and gold are both real things, and they have, I think both of them have industrial applications.
They do. Sure. That's one of the reasons why they're valuable.
Yeah. And their value, and gold, I know, or I have heard, is valuable specifically as a currency because it it doesn't degrade. It doesn't what's the word I'm looking for?
Corrode.
Gold. It you dig up a treasure chest from the bottom of the ocean, and the gold is all going to be there, and it's going to be nice and shiny, and it's not going to be corroded.
Yeah.
I don't
know. Silver corrode? I think it doesn't oxidize or something.
Silver will get a tarnish on it.
I see.
But, you know, you can use platinum. Platinum gets used in industrial applications, and it tanked recently. So.
Really? Oh, really? Well, I didn't know that.
Yeah, it went down.
Okay. I don't know if they offer platinum through Midas, do they?
I have bought platinum through Midas, but I had to ask.
It may not be on our site. So, if you want some platinum, you can call them, and then they can hook you up.
Yeah. We have some common coins right at gold.freetalklive.com, but you can get other stuff by calling Midas.
So before we went to the break, we had a question that I felt, Mark, you kind of dodged. Maybe you didn't intend to.
I didn't feel like I did.
But
you didn't like my answer. Go ahead and give yours.
Your answer didn't address it at all. You addressed more the issue of abortions and what the liberty perspective is. And I tend to agree with you that liberty people disagree on that particular issue. They have different viewpoints on what is appropriate as far as abortion is concerned, or even if they disagree with the practice, they still might not agree with outlawing it. Many liberty-minded folks, I think the general consensus is that government shouldn't fund abortions, nor should it prohibit abortions, that it should be none of government's business. Either way,
I think that abortion is immoral, but I don't think that I think that they've tried prohibiting abortions through law, and that has gone poorly. There is a story here that I pulled up while talking to the person that there are higher abortion rates in countries where the procedure is illegal. Interesting.
Yeah. How about that?
And I'm going to speak generally here for a second about libertarians and say that most of them agree that a bunch of old men should not be making the decision about whether or not abortions should be happening and how they should be happening.
Well, I
tend to agree.
I don't think that I think people like to say that the decision as to whether or not abortions should be are right or moral should only be made by people with two X chromosomes, and I disagree with that statement.
Well, I think you can decide whether or not it's moral. I just don't think you should be able to decide to do anything to someone about it. Besides ostracize them.
I think
you can ostracize, but don't put someone in a cage.
The best thing that people that think abortions are immoral can do is make room in their home for all of the kids in the world that are, you know, unwanted.
That's
and
a good one.
You can, I mean, you're doing something.
Then offer to, you know, essentially save that child. That's an honorable thing to do. But the issue that you didn't address was the issue of segregation. And this is a really good objection, I think. It's one of the best objections I've heard to the idea of getting rid of the federal government. Because I've asked before, I said, well, you know, what do you need this federal government for? It's useless. They, you know, they kill people. They're murderers. They're going around the globe bombing innocent people. And they're intimidating people. And they're arresting people for having plants and other chemicals and things like that. I mean, they're terrible. What they're doing to people is horrible. But then somebody will inevitably bring up, somebody sharp will call in and bring up this issue, and that's what our last caller, Jeremy, was dealing with his lady friend, was the issue of, you know, well, what about segregation? Because there's always that classic example of who was the governor of Alabama? I forget the name. It's off.
Oh, shoot.
but
not
but
coming to mind.
I don't remember.
It's a big name. Anyway, the governor of Alabama during segregation was essentially forced by the federal government to desegregate the schools. They sent in the National Guard, I believe it was, to force desegregation, to allow blacks into that school. In, you know, there's famous photos of it. I think even there was like a scene.
Wallace.
Governor Wallace.
George C. Wallace, yeah.
And so this is, you know, heralded as the reason for the federal government, because when the states screw it up, the federal government can come in and they can do what's right. That's the rationale. Sure, there's all kinds of examples of how the federal government destroys people's rights and, you know, is taking a dump all over the Constitution and the idea of individual freedom or anything like that, or, you know, has constantly increased taxation, is murdering people around the world. You can give plenty of examples of how horrible the federal government is. But because they did one thing right, well, then they should be forgiven all of their other trespasses, is the suggestion here.
Yeah.
And I think that one of the answers is to put it into perspective, is to look at, you know, how horrible and what the terrible things are the federal government is doing and has done and will likely continue to do into the future versus the handful maybe of useful things that it has done. And also ask the question, would it have happened anyway without government involvement? Because sometimes a lot of the wins that government might want to aggregate to itself to claim authority for would probably have happened anyway had they not run out in front of the train and pretended like it was something that they were doing in the first place.
Well, the Jim Crow laws in the South were only marginally better, were only marginally worse than many of the laws that were around the country. I mean, and the practices that were implemented around the country. A lot of the reasons that black people didn't pick up and move from Jim Crow South up to, say, Chicago was they weren't going to be treated much better there as workers in Chicago than they were in Jim Crow South. So what you would probably get is competition in the arena of states if the federal government wasn't there, you know, lording over everybody. There very well could be better places for black people to go, have gone, if there was true competition in the states. And, you know, it wasn't this sort of homogenous thing that it was at the time.
Yeah, I feel like when I start thinking about the federal government versus the state's government and states' rights, it's sort of like what you said before. It's a question of degrees. At root, when I vote, I'm presuming to make decisions for other people, which I just can't do. I can't bring myself to do that and say that it's right.
Let's continue the discussion here in a moment. 855-450-FREE, and your thoughts are certainly welcome. What would you say to the person bringing up this objection about, well, don't we need the federal government around to stop the states from doing the wrong thing? 855-450-FREE. You take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with nature's natural antiparasitic, antiviral, antifungal, antibiotic, Allicin, the heart of garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Alli-Van has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with 3 times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled AffinityHealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Alli-C or Alli-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
The food storage industry leader has done it again. Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian here.
Johnny Ray.
And Mark.
Toll-free number again, 855-450-FREE. You can join us over at freetalklive.com. A lot of features are free. We give them away. In fact, the whole site we give to you, unlike those other talk show hosts that want to charge you for accessing their websites. Go to freetalklive.com, and you can grab archives going all the way back to late 2006. All of them free. Just click and download. They're yours. In fact, if you go into our SoundCloud page, which you can access on the left-hand side of the website, under Listen and Share, there's a link to our SoundCloud page there, and then you can click and download whatever you want, going all the way back to late 06. And you can use the share button, which appears on every episode there on SoundCloud, to easily share it to your Facebook page or your Twitter or whatever other social networking site that you prefer. There are several options there. In fact, you can download Edgington Post episodes there as well. Somebody had posted recently, I think it was on the forum, asking, how do I subscribe to the podcast for the Edgington Post? And some people are big fans of the interview series, Mark, that you've been doing now for a couple of years. And it has been available in a podcast form for just the last few weeks. And you can get that over, again, at freetalklive.com. Look on the left-hand side under Listen and Share for the Edgington Post link, and that'll take you right to the podcast, which you can then subscribe via whatever subscribing method you prefer.
Yeah, I just did an interesting interview with a gentleman on the FDA from the Competitive Enterprise Institute today. So you can go over to freetalklive.com. How do you get to see you go to the Edgington Post link that's on the left hand side? Would that allow you to see all the interviews?
That is a podcast.
Okay, that doesn't mean anything to me. I'm sorry.
A podcast is a delivery method for MP3s.
So you wouldn't be able to see the list. You'd have to go to SoundCloud.
You'd see them depending on the method that you're using to view the podcast. It won't
won't necessarily be pretty. It's a podcast. So it's like a file where it tells podcast clients like iTunes and another podcast receivers to go and get those files. Otherwise, you can just look down our SoundCloud page and see them there.
And how do you get to that one?
On the left-hand side of the site, under Listen and Share.
SoundCloud.
That's right.
Okay, great. BitInstant.com. It is the fastest and easiest way to get Bitcoins. There's lots of reasons to get Bitcoins. For instance, I'm looking at an article here from BitcoinMoney.com that says that August 2012 became the sixth month in a row that the Bitcoin to U.S. dollar exchange rate ended higher than the level it was at the when the month began. Mm. So it's been quite a rally with Bitcoins. Maybe you believe they're going to continue to go up. I do. I think that this new online digital peer-to-peer open source currency is going to change the world, and it has to go up if it's going to do that. You can go to bitinstant.com and get yours. I certainly have. Ian, you've used bitinstant.com also, and
I like it.
Yeah, found your experience.
Johnny Ray recently put it to use as well.
Yep, I still have to get my this week's share of Bitcoins. I have yet to do that.
Oh, that's right. You're doing a 10% deal, right?
That's right.
Every week you get 10% of your paycheck, and you're going to convert 10% of your paycheck into Bitcoins?
Right. So this week it'll be $4,000 worth of Bitcoins.
Excellent. You are a mogul. Rocking it. And, you know, I got to say, the Gulfstream 5 parked right outside, sweet.
Thank you.
All right, so 855-450-FREE. You can, of course, bring up anything you want.
Do Gulfstream numbers go up to 5? I have no idea.
A Gulfstream is like a camper, isn't it?
It's a jet. It may also be a camper as well as a jet. There's a Windstream camper.
It's an Airstream. God, both of you.
All right, so we're going to continue here with your calls. Also want to know, what is your answer? You know, if presented with what I consider to be a pretty good objection about, you know, the idea of getting rid of the federal government is, well, but we needed the federal government to get rid of segregation in the South. Look at Alabama, where they, you know, had to bring in troops to desegregate the schools. This is a good objection. And so my answer is that what you really want to do is look at the question of what would happen if we just allowed people to be racist scumbags, right? So, like, that's the part that's that the folks who support what the federal government did in that case just can't let go of. They can't let go of the desire to control people, and I mean the desire to control the racist scumbags, and they are still out there. So, like, a lot of the controversy of the Ron Paul campaign came up last year when, you know, he said that he supported the idea, or Rand Paul, I think it was, but Ron would as well, but, you know, supported the idea of not forcing desegregation, of essentially, he didn't support
The
1969 Civil Rights Act.
1961.
Thank you.
Yeah, and he brought up something along the lines of a business owner should be able to conduct his business kind of how he wants.
And they should. And I want that to be the case because I want to know who the bad guys are. I don't want them to hide behind this cloak of, well, everybody's got to be, you know, behave the same way as a business owner.
Yep.
I'd rather the racist business owners be right out there on Front Street. Go ahead, hang a sign up in your window so I know where not to go and eat my breakfast.
Right. And why would any black person want to go to a restaurant where a bigot was being forced to serve them food?
Right. Or want to work there or whatever.
I mean, you know, for all the what the federal government can do, they can't stop somebody from hocking a loogie into your sandwich. So, I mean, you know, they wouldn't want to do that. They would want to go where they were welcome. Certainly, there was an atmosphere in the South of people disliking black people for the color of their skin. But if people actually had the freedom to have their businesses open to black people, some people would be more so. Because I remember the story was on the bus drivers. The bus drivers didn't want to force black people into the back.
That's right.
The bus
it was not their choice.
Didn't want to do that. So they were just forced to.
Well, I mean, they could have disobeyed, right? But yeah, the laws, the Jim Crow laws, were what were threatening the bus owners and the bus operators with violence if they didn't do what they were told.
Those laws protected the bigoted bus owners.
That's true.
And they disallowed the bus owners that didn't want to do such a thing from conducting their business the way they wanted to.
So the real trick with liberty is allowing. And that's really what this whole conversation breaks down to, is the idea of if you want to be free, you have to allow others to be free. And that means allowing others to be free who might not do with their freedom what you would have them do, or what you would suggest they do, or what you would do with your own life. So I do not support racism. In fact, it's, you know, something that is disallowed on the Free Talk Live BBS. I'm not interested in, you know, in being a vehicle.
You absolutely find it abhorrent.
Yeah, I'm not interested in you know, having my products be a vehicle for that. We'll let a racist call in, but that's only because we can then school them and, you know, own them on the air and, you know, make them look like scumbags that they are. So that's the only exception. But if you're going on our BBS, if you're going on the website and you're posting racist content, you're going to be banned. And that's part of the market's response. The market should be the what is responding to people's demands and what people are looking for. So if I, as a restaurateur, am in a town in which people are free to discriminate, and the restaurateur down the street is discriminating against black people or Mexicans or whoever who's not white, for instance, I can make sure it's known that I accept everybody in my restaurant, because I do. And not only do I do it from a moral standpoint, but also it's good business. And the market will, over time, in fact it has in many countries, ended segregation or ended slavery without the violence of, say, the Civil War in this country. Other countries managed to end slavery without any bloodshed like happened here. So it doesn't have to be violent. It doesn't have to be a violent means to change people's minds. It can just be doing what's most efficient and what's most effective to achieve your goals in life. And that the most efficient, effective way is to serve everybody, regardless of the color of their skin. And eventually, those other scumbag racist business owners are going to go out of business. It's hard as hell to run a business, especially a restaurant. Most restaurants fail within the first year of their opening their doors. Mm-hmm. Most of the rest 80, of them.
80% of them fail within 5 years.
And they're almost the rest of them fail within, yeah, within
and,
the 5 years.
And those are the ones that open their doors to every race, creed, yeah, color, exactly, and religion, let alone the ones that exclude others.
So the difficult
slavery, poor economic model.
Absolutely.
You're required to pay them something. You have to feed, clothe, and house them. And then you have to coerce effort out of them.
Yep. And racism is almost as poor. Like, it's the next level of, you know, just a little less poor economic, but still pretty bad because you're cutting out your customer base. 855-450-FREE. Plus, it's also wrong. You can take control. Free Talk Live.
I believe I can do anything. So when it came to learning a new language, I knew I had to do it the way I learn. No books, no memorizing or translating. I wanted to learn the same way I learned my first language, naturally. That's why I chose Rosetta Stone.
Rosetta Stone invites you to be a part of its biggest language learning event in history. Because in 2012, we want to help 3 million people learn a new language. That's why we're going to give you an absolutely free demo of our language immersion technology. To participate in this free nationwide event, just call 1-800-517-6933.
Si yo puedo hacerlo, usted puede hacerlo. If I can do it, you can do it.
To participate in this free nationwide event, call now for your free demo from Rosetta Stone. Call 1-800-517-6933. That's 1-800-517-6933.
Wild rocker Russ Ames unleashes his brand new album, Rock Dog Revolution, 14 mega tracks from the sharp edge blade to the toughest nails, new world.
New world is where we are. Love the old and old baby.
Rock Dog Revolution also includes a cover of Fleetwood Mac's Dreams. Revolution by Russ Ames. Out now on iTunes. CDs available from CDBaby.com.
I'm going back in time.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
America, land of the free. But how free can you be, really, when internet viruses and malware can attack your computer? Sure, you have antivirus protection, but it's not free, is it? Until now. Now, Zone Alarm offers free antivirus protection. And independent studies show that Zone Alarm provides better malware protection than even Norton and McAfee. And they're not free, are they? Declare your freedom and go to GetBetterForFree.com. That's GetBetterForFree.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll-free and bring up whatever you want at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website over at freetalklive.com and enjoy all the features that we give to you. Once again, freetalklive.com. And if you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, you can go to promote.freetalklive.com, and that's where you'll find out how you can get a free bumper sticker, as well as download web graphics, high-res graphics. We've got flyers you can print out, post up around town, local bulletin boards and such. Go to promote.freetalklive.com. Now, there's another aspect of this whole allowing others to be free, and what about desegregation as far as why don't we need the federal government around to help us with things the state governments get wrong? I'd like to address in a moment. But let's go to Robert listening in Missouri. Robert, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Johnny Ray, and Mark.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hey, Robert.
I love your question about the segregation, because it sounds so much like a leading question to me, because it really begs the question, why was there all the segregation? And you guys touched on Jim Crow laws. Most of the segregation was forced on businesses by the state. Yes, there were businesses that loved it, but there were others that didn't. And the only thing that made it possible for them to stay in business was Jim Crow laws that forced them to do it. Just like slavery couldn't have been possible without the Fugitive Slave Act that made it so that everyone had to pay for the slave owners to, you know, be able to get their slaves back when they ran away.
Mm-hmm. Right, and it forced states where slavery was illegal to return slaves to states where slavery was legal.
Absolutely. But what I really called in about was for quite a while you guys have been coming back again and again to this one case of there were some gentlemen in California that they had a sign up over an overpass, and they got arrested Eventually, like, they dropped out all the charges except for they eventually said they were obstructing because they didn't show ID. And they end up setting up this site, I think something like Good People Do Something or something like that.
Yeah, that's their Facebook page is called Good People, or excuse me, Good Men Do Something. Although I agree it should be people.
Well, if you look into it, because I left California in the late 90s, I was unfortunately young and dumb and got talked into joining the Navy.
Hmm, yeah.
Oh well, mistakes of the past. We'll live and move on. But one of the things that happened right after, I joined the military was they passed a law there that, I don't have the exact wording in front of me, but it was that you had to show ID if you were stopped legally, if you were detained legally. Now, the Supreme Court threw that law out for being unconstitutionally vague because it specified that the ID had to appear legitimate and had to have some air of authenticity, and they didn't go into any detail in the law about what that meant. So they threw it out as unconstitutionally vague. So basically what that jury did is they didn't create a new law. They convicted him essentially of a law that had been thrown out by the men in dresses as unconstitutional.
Well, no, I believe the charge in the case you're referring to, the Bartholomew brothers being charged up on the overpass for holding signs with while wearing masks, it was some sort of an obstructing government administration charge, wasn't it, Mark? Isn't it?
As I recall.
Case? So they charged him with one of those convenient catch-all charges, which absolutely is still on the books. And, despite pointing out to the jury, despite having a very expensive lawyer, despite making it clear that the things that these cops did, the reason they stopped them in the first place was a bunch of nonsense, and that the police absolutely did not have the right to ask them for ID, the jury said in interviews afterwards, jury members said that, it may not have been illegal for them to not show ID, but they should have done it anyway because the police asked them to. And ultimately, that's why they convicted them of a law that is on the books, which is obstructing government administration.
Okay. It sounds like splitting hairs to me, but...
That's the legal system for you.
That's what the legal system does.
You're absolutely right, Robert. Thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE. So the one other point I thought it was important to make about this question on desegregation, which is a really good question about, the government, federal government needed to come in and save the folks in Alabama from segregation and, force those schools to accept black students. And on the face, it seems like, maybe the government made the right choice in that case. Okay, you can't really fault the federal government here. And
right, when you see those, bigots trying to keep kids out of schools and, them hosing down black people marching in the street and stuff, you know whose side you're on. It's easy.
But ultimately, the problem is the government schools in the first place, isn't it? Because there was this centralized power for the racist to take control of, and that's typical. And, you talk to folks that have had these experiences, the racists back then and probably still today, but they're not as open about it, would seek powers, positions of power so they could wield their the power in, racist fashion that would oppress different people of different colors. And so ultimately the people of racist mindsets got into positions of power and they, they segregated the schools, they created the Jim Crow laws, they did all these things. But if you never had government schools in the first place, which is something we certainly advocate on this program, is not having the one-size-fits-all government school system, then who knows what schools would have looked like in Alabama in those years, in those decades.
They may very well have been segregated. They may not.
There may be a variety of different options, which is usually what you get in the marketplace. If you look at people selling hamburgers to you, for instance, you can go to Ruth's Chris Steakhouse and get a really nice, piece of steak or, get a really nice chicken sandwich or whatever. You can get these
have
different
things. Have you ever
things.
Been to Ruth's Chris
I
Steakhouse?
I haven't. They don't really sell chicken sandwiches there, but I did have a really great... I mean, everything they sell is just mouthwatering and awesome. But it's really expensive, too. Like, you can buy a really expensive hamburger Or you can go to, you know, some cheap McDonald's, kind of throw a patty on a grill place and get one from them. So there's a lot of different options. You can have it your way, you know, when it comes to the world of hamburgers. But when it comes to education, it's one size fits all. When it's with the government. And it shouldn't be that way. We should have options. And if people had options back then it wouldn't be important at all to get your son or daughter into the school run by people who are racist at the point of a gun by the federal government. It wouldn't have been an issue.
I think there was a sort of societal meme going on, and I don't know how pervasive it was, but I'll bet it was darn pervasive at the time, from the times of antebellum slavery on up until the Jim Crow laws and that kind of thing, that blacks were lesser than whites. Absolutely, I believe that was the case. But I think that what you had when the government got involved and tried to make things right is you had this backlash racism where, you know, for instance, they had the quotas, and I believe that largely those have been done away with. But the laws where, you know, they currently, the federal government has laws where minority businesses are going to be taken into account more so than, they're more likely to get the job than a business owned by a white person.
You mean federal contracts?
Federal contracts, and you know that somehow they get more, they get more acclaim and that kind of thing. I have a friend, a good friend, whose wife is, half Asian, or actually she's Asian. That's the couple is half Asian, and they put her name at the top of the business in order to be able to call it a minority-owned business, and they get whatever benefits there are for doing such a thing. And, he's as white as the day is long, and, that's just one of the games that people play in order to have these things happen. But you can imagine how you might feel if you were going to get into a college, a la Soul Man. You were going to get into college, but you're bumped out because of your race or whatever the situation might be. And that's going to create a reverse bigotry. And, you might look at me and decide that I'm white. And that's fine, but I've never owned any slaves. And I haven't, subjugated any black people or bumped them out of position, intentionally, not given them work or anything like that. So to, have anything to do against me, that's just not fair. And that's how a lot of people are going to feel. And then, it's going to cause this racism in reverse. And then it just, the pendulum swings back and forth. And this is what government does. It pits one group of people against another group of people when we should just all be treating each other well, and the amount of melanin in our skin doesn't matter.
Absolutely. Hour number three is on the way. You can take control here at 855-450-FREE. So hopefully we fleshed out that question a little bit more. There are different ways things should be done, and you have to start from the principle of the matter.
I want to say some more things about it.
I know you do. Hang on. We'll come back to that here. Hour number three is next. It's Free Talk Live.
Unsure about what to do with your investments? You need to safeguard them and watch them grow. Tired of losing money in the stock market or earning low interest rates on CDs and money markets? Well, here's something you need to learn about. Annuities. Annuities are great, safe, and guaranteed. Call the Center for Sound Consumer Advice for your free annuity guide filled with vital information. Call 1-800-819-6545 right now. Learn about all the amazing benefits annuities have to offer. Call 1-800-819-6545.
Folks, you remember why it's so crucial to have access to travel assistance on every trip, right? Well, if you're like me, you have OnCall International. On the line is the company's CEO, Mike Kelly. Mike, why is membership with OnCall International so important?
Rudy, OnCall International is a trusted leader in emergency evacuations. We offer medical evacuation to the hospital of your choice. We cover any trip beyond 50 miles from home, and we offer plans to fit every budget or need.
Save 30% off your membership today with the code MAXA30 at OnCallInternational.com.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com. Or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics. Life's getting better.